Track 9, Study for Sultan, by Bridget Riley, who was born in 1931. The work is in gouache, which is an opaque watercolour paint, and pencil, and it was completed in 1983. This rectangular piece, 97 centimetres high and 72 centimetres across, is mounted on white card and hangs unframed on the gallery wall. Straight, vertical lines of colour run from the top of the work to the bottom. The entire canvas is filled with over 40 bands of colour. The bands of colour vary in width between just a few millimetres and around a centimetre, and the eye is drawn variously to a strip of pale sky blue, a line of warm tangerine orange, a streak of bright summer yellow, a rod of pale grey, vertical sections of bright green. The order in which the colours occur is not a repeated pattern, and all combine to create an harmonious whole. Perhaps standing out strongly are two green parallel lines separated by white. These are just to the left of the centre, but as our eyes focus on them, they are drawn away to other bands of colour. As we study the painting, it's almost as if the lines of colour move, alter their width, and jostle for our attention. The gallery information tells us. In 1981, Riley spent 3 weeks in Egypt with a group of friends. They travelled from Cairo to Luxor along the Nile Valley. The landscape cast its spell on Riley, taking her on a journey of colour. She discovered the fresh, fertile greens of the valley, the yellow ochre of the desert, the warm reds of handmade bricks, and the deep blue of the sky. Riley was fascinated to learn that the ancient Egyptians had used this simple colour palette in their art for over 3,000 years. Interested in how the colours interacted and changed, Riley organised and reorganised them in lines. The resulting works all have a unique personality that evoke a particular aspect of her visit. This work was purchased with support from Arts Council England and the V&A Purchase Grant Fund and the Contemporary Art Society in 1987.